From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. And just a little while ago, officials in Newtown, Connecticut, released recordings of 911 calls made during last year's mass shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School. The Associated Press had sued for their release under the state's Freedom of Information Act. The attorney general argued that the release would hamper the investigation. He also tried to categorize survivors as victims of child abuse who would have special protection. But a judge ruled the tape should be released. They're out just days before the first anniversary of the shooting last December 14th that killed 20 children and six educators, and media outlets are deciding whether to play them. You are not going to hear them right now because we have Jeff Cohen of the Here and Now contributor station WNPR in Hartford, Connecticut, in Danbury, just outside the law office where the tapes were released. And Jeff, you told us earlier that the tapes would have to meet criteria for your station to want to play them. You've decided not to?
We've decided not to. That's right.
Yeah. So we want listeners to know you are not going to hear those tapes now. But why? You'd said they'd have to inform you more about what actually happened. They didn't?
They didn't. There's a lot. With this incident, there continue to be a series of unanswered questions that the release of a report last week from the state prosecutor didn't seem to answer, admittedly didn't answer, that we don't really know why Adam Lanza did what he did. And so there's constantly a search for an answer to that question. The 911 tapes, we listen to them for something that could give us a clue that could answer other questions that we may have or we're unaware we should be asking. And frankly, they didn't really lend to that as hard as they were to listen to and as inspiring in some ways as they were to listen to hear the calm and the compassion of the people who you hear. Didn't, from a news perspective, didn't change our current understanding of the event.
Yeah, and again, we're not going to play them. They are posted online by many media outlets. And by the way, NPR has also decided for now, as Here and Now has decided not to play the tapes. We have transcripts. These are, a lot of them are from teachers protecting their children in classrooms.
That's right. You hear from one person who makes a phone call, and she's clearly frightened. You can, if I'm not mistaken, you can hear the sound of gunfire. You hear from a woman who's been shot in the foot, and you can hear her call with the dispatcher. You hear from a teacher who's talking about how she's protecting her children. The person you hear the most from is a custodian in the building who stays on the line over a series of calls with dispatchers until he's identified by police once they've entered the building as a custodian. And so that's who you hear from on those tapes.
Look, we don't even know if any of these people were later victims. And so it's just quite chilling. And you have made that decision, which we are making as well, not to play them. But why do you think, Jeff, there's such a lot of people don't want to hear them, and we're hearing that from our listeners. But why do you think there's been such interest in this?
I think there's three reasons. One is because there could be value in them. From a news perspective, we could learn something from them. That was the argument that had been made the whole time from the Associated Press. And it's a good argument. There could be something there worth knowing because it would help inform us as we think about this event. The second thing is that because the state decided for so long to contest the tape's release, I think that may have created more interest than there otherwise would have been had they been released earlier and not around this time. And third, like I said before, Robin, we just don't understand a whole lot about this event, and it may end up being that there's not a whole lot that we can understand. We can't really answer that why question, but I think people are searching for that answer to that question and are looking for every bit of information. They're listening to every tape they can just to figure out if there is an answer. And unfortunately, there's not a whole lot new in those tapes.
Yeah. The answer is not there. Jeff Cohen of WNPR in Hartford, Connecticut. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
It's Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.